Imagine you are at a local town hall in rural California, and you are arguing about water rights for a massive new construction project. Now imagine the loudest person in the room, like one shouting right alongside you, is actually a state-sponsored supercomputer in Beijing.
Yeah, it sounds like science fiction, but welcome to the new front lines of global geopolitics.
Exactly. Welcome to this deep dive. Our mission today is unpacking this really exhaustive report on how AI and international rivalries are, quietly hijacking your local community boards. So let's unpack this.
Right. Well, to understand what is happening, you really have to stop thinking of the global AI race as this invisible digital cloud.
Oh, yeah. You have to think of it as a massive, resource-hungry physical factory.
Yeah.
The U.S. currently leads in building these hyperscale data centers, right?
We do, yeah. But the People's Republic of China is aggressively competing. They have this massive state-directed initiative called Eastern Data, Western Computing. It basically ships heavy data processing to their resource-rich Western provinces.
Okay, but since adversaries like the PRC and Russia can't immediately outbuild the U.S. physically, they lean heavily into this asymmetric strategy, right?
Exactly. Their goal is remarkably simple, honestly. They just want to convince Americans to voluntarily halt our own technological progress.
Wow.
Yeah. And the battlefield they have chosen is the municipal democratic feedback loop, like right on your social media feed.
Wait. I get China building their own data centers, but how exactly are they weaponizing our local zoning laws? The report names these foreign troll farms, Spamouflage and Dragonbridge.
Yeah, and they are deploying a tactic researchers are calling magaflage, which is fascinating.
Right. And we aren't just talking about broken English spam bots anymore. I mean, they are using generative AI to scrape local Facebook groups, learn the exact regional slang of, say, a Midwest farmer, and then just generate personas.
Seamlessly, they pose as right-wing Americans or, deeply concerned local environmentalists.
But let me ask you, are these foreign bots just inventing this local anger out of thin air?
No, not at all. They are specifically designed to ride the wave of authentic domestic grievances. I mean, social media algorithms inherently reward
Oh,
outrage.
absolutely. They reward engagement.
Exactly. So foreign actors don't need to invent the fire. They just look for a spark in your community and throw algorithmic gasoline on it. They exploit real existing local anxieties.
So let's ground this in a real example from the report. Imperial Valley, California. A corporate developer tried to use a local zoning loophole to completely bypass environmental reviews for a massive AI data center.
Yeah, and we are talking about a 330 megawatt facility here, one that requires 750,000 gallons of water every single day.
Right. And if you live in a hot agrarian community where farmers are constantly fighting drought, that scale of water use is terrifying. Naturally, actual human residents protested.
Of course they did. But then foreign bots infiltrated those specific local Facebook groups to artificially amplify the outrage. They escalated a potentially solvable zoning dispute into total municipal paralysis.
And the plot thickens when you realize they aren't the only ones exploiting this loophole, right?
Oh, definitely not.
Because while foreign bots are amplifying environmental fears to stall construction, domestic dark money PACs are doing the exact same thing, like that shadow group called Build American AI.
Yeah, they're doing it from the opposite side, secretly paying social media influencers to hype up national security fears just to force total deregulation for the developers.
So you've got foreign bots posing as angry farmers on one side and paid TikTokers pretending to be national defense experts on the other. It's a miracle anyone in Imperial Valley can log on to Facebook just to sell a used couch anymore. You, the local citizen, are completely caught in the crossfire.
And this localized chaos, it serves a much larger geopolitical purpose. I mean, Imperial Valley isn't just farmland, it is home to the Salton Sea.
Right, the Salton Sea.
Yeah, and the Salton Sea sits on top of an estimated 40% of the entire global demand for lithium.
Hold on. Are you saying a local fight over a data center's water usage is actually tied to global lithium supplies?
Directly tied. By artificially paralyzing the local government and blocking broader resource development in that specific region, these foreign operations are protecting the PRC's current 70-90% stranglehold on the global battery supply chain.
That is wild. It looks like a localized municipal squabble, but it's actually a tactical strike with massive global stakes. It is like a corporate developer and a foreign military both trying to rig the scoreboard of a high school basketball game.
That is a great way to put it.
So, what does this all mean for the listeners scrolling through their own town's social media page?
Well, it means the democratic process itself is uniquely vulnerable. If valid, scientifically backed environmental concerns raised by actual citizens are casually dismissed by developers as just, foreign propaganda, local trust completely collapses.
Yeah, capital flees to other countries with fewer regulations, and our critical computing infrastructure just degrades. Communities literally lose their voice.
Exactly. It's a real threat to local civic life.
As generative AI makes it infinitely easier and, well, cheaper to simulate authentic human concern, it leaves us with a pretty heavy question. How will we verify that the outraged voices in our local digital town squares tomorrow actually belong to our neighbors?